Blog Talk Radio.
Our neighbors, a scorn and a diversion. means ridiculed or mocked to those all around us. You make us a byword among the nations, a shaking of the head among the people. My dishonor is continually before me, and the shame of my face has covered me because of the voice of him who reproaches, or another word for reproach means to shame or disgrace, and reviles. Reviles means to insult. Because of the enemy and the avenger. All this has come upon us, but we have not forgotten you, nor have we dealt falsely with your covenant. And a covenant is an agreement or a contract. Our heart has not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way. But you have severely broken us in the place of jackals and covered us with the shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to a foreign God, would not God search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Yet for your sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Awaken. Why do you sleep, O Lord? Arise. Do not cast us off forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? Oppression means unjust treatment. For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our body clings to the ground. Arise for our help and redeem us. Redeem means to save or to deliver us from. For your mercy's sake, I have read to you Psalm 44 in its entirety. Now, let's have a word of prayer, Shane. Our Father in heaven, creator of all things, we sheep humble ourselves as we pray to you. We come thanking you for love for us and bringing us to an end of the hatred and the ungodly rule over us. We thank you for this day and for allowing us to rejoice in it and be glad. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from us here in the city of Detroit, Michigan. Thank you for same mind, love, family, friends, education, understanding, patience, good health, wealth, and prosperity in all things. We pray this prayer in your son's name. Amen and amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Welcome. You know to have your notepad, your paper, pen, or pencil, your New King James Version of the Bible, and a glass of water. I want to tell you why I did not come to you last Friday evening. I had scheduled a show for Friday, January 25th, 2013 at 6:30 p.m. But the time was changed to 8 a.m. without my knowledge. I did not receive an email until 4 hours later telling me my show was going to start soon. And I received that email on Friday, January 25th, 2013, at 12 p.m. Now, what I want to do now is go to the lesson that we are going to have for today. And it's called Greetings to the Called. It's in the Epistle of Jude. And that's the last Bible book before the book of Revelation. Let me take a minute to go over the third epistle of John. The next epistle was written to a person by the name of Gaius, and he was being praised for that he had heard that he had, and joy had came to him to hear that his children were walking in truth. So I'm thinking that John had been trained, had trained Gaius, because Gaius was walking in truth, and that also he talked about a person by the name of Diotrephes, and he says that Diotrephes, who loves to have preeminence among him, and that's the wealthy people, does not receive us. And he further tells John, do not imitate or copy what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God. And that's pretty much the review for the third epistle of John. Now let's get into today's lesson. And I pray that our Father in heaven will allow me to read all of it, but if he does not, I will be able to come back to you this Saturday, this coming Saturday, February the 2nd at 8 a.m. Let's start reading. Greetings to the call. And I happen to think that I have called sheep because I would not be doing this program or doing what I do if I did not believe God had called me. He gave me, in the way that he did that, he gave me a dream call. Called Feed My Sheep. And this is what I try to do with you, thanks to Blog Talk Radio. Without their help, I could not be doing what I am doing, so I'm very grateful. Let's read Book of Jude, first chapter. And there's only one chapter to do. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified, sanctified means set apart, or declared holy by God the Father, and preserved. Preserved means to be kept in Jesus Christ. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. And I thank you from years past of your writing to me. I think this is writing to me. Behold, while I was very diligent to write to you, diligent means to be a studious or done deliberately with a purpose in mind, write to you concerning our common salvation. And what is salvation? Salvation is deliverance from sin and its consequences. I find it necessary to write to you exhorting. Exhorting means to encourage you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Now listen to this, sheep. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, you got that, who long ago were marked out for this contamination. Ungodly men, they were contaminated. And he tells you why. Who turned the grace of our God into licentiousness. Licentiousness means being perverted. Doing homosexuality, sodomy. He's telling you this now, and deny the Lord, and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. It would not surprise me if the powers that rule this world is trying to rewrite this Bible, but you will always have in your heart that what they rewrite, and if they take these things out of the Bible, that is not true. What they are, may rewrite, because in the book of Daniel, we read that there was going to be an abomination of desolation. And that, when I was reading that to you all, I was about to say what I think it means, but it popped in my mind, man-made rules. So it won't, it won't surprise me. And there are a few states in the United States who have changed their laws to say that these ungodly people can marry each other and you'll find in the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, verse 22, it talks about a man should not lie with a man as a woman. And that goes for women. They're not to lie with women as a woman. You're a man. So this book is very, this Jude is very informational. It tells you something. It also reads, let's pick up reading at chapter 5. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, and I have begun to believe that when they talk about the land of Egypt, that is a land of not knowing. We have begun to have our sight and understanding. As I have begun to read this book, Bible to you, I am beginning to understand it better. As you delivered out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed by those who did not believe. So it's important that we believe in what Jesus Christ did for us. Although this book, written by King James, his version, he changed it. He did not tell us the real name of Jesus Christ. He gives us the name Jesus Christ. And that's the name that we're going to use until the truth is found. Let's pick up reading at verse 6. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, domain is like their position, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains and under darkness for the judgment of the great day. Verse 7, and Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as our examples, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. And when he's talking about strange flesh here, and that's polluting yourself with something that may not, that's not right. You might catch some type of sexual disease like AIDS or an STD. Verse 8. Likewise, also the tree must defile the flesh. He's mentioning flesh again. So our flesh is important. Rejects authority and speaks evil of dignitaries. Now, dignitaries are people in high position. Yet Michael, the archangel, angel, in contending or disputing with the devil, when he disputed about the Bible of Moses, about the body of Moses. Father God, let me speak the correct words. Satan is making me say wrong words. When he disputed about the body of Moses, dare not bring against him a reviling accusation. That's to criticize or abusive language, but said, the Lord rebuked you. And what he said to Satan is, the Lord disapprove you or disapprove of your behavior and your actions. Verse 10, but these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and what they know naturally, like brute beasts. In these things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them. Woe means that's a common affliction or misery to you. For they have gone the way of Cain. Remember this Cain, because I want to talk about him after I read verse 11. How Cain have run greedily in error of Balaam, the prophet, and I will talk about him at another time, and punish and perish in the rebellion of Korah. And I'm going to talk about them at another time. But let me go back and talk to you about Cain. I want you to turn your books to the book of Genesis, chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. Quickly. And this is going to explain, clear up something that I didn't know. And I always questioned as a child and as an adult. Let's read Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was the keeper of his sheep, and Cain was a tiller of the ground. That means he was a farmer. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Now, to me, that's fruits and vegetables. Whatever the ground grows, he brought an offering to God. Abel also brought the firstling of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And I used to wonder why, because fruits and vegetables are good. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Jealousy, his facial expression fell, and you could see his face from his facial expression that he was sad, he was jealous. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Let me read that. And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose against Abel, and Abel, his brother, and killed him. Now, for years, I would wonder, if just for fruits and vegetables, that God would, he would get so jealous and kill his brother. But a few weeks back, I read to you from the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 12. Turn there right quick. That's a few pages behind you. 1 John, chapter 3, verse 12. And it tells you why Cain killed Abel. Let's read. First John chapter 3, verse 12 reads, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder his brother? Because his works were evil and his brother's works were righteous. Now, it took me over 40-some years in the church to finally know why Cain actually killed his brother. Now, let's continue reading. Let's pick up reading at Jude, chapter 1, verse 12. It says, these are spots in your love feast, while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Now, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men, also saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly, among them all who have ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. You know, that's blasphemy. Verse 16, these are murmurers, complainers, walking according to their own lust. They are mouth-swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before the apostles and of our Lord Jesus Christ. How they told you that there would be mockers, and mockers are people who ridicule you or make fun of you. They mimic you. And the last time, who will walk according to their own ungodly lust. These are sensual persons. They're usually sexual and very intelligent people who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction. And a distinction is a difference between. But others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments and garments of clothes defiled by the flesh. There he mentions the flesh again. So it's important that we do not defile our flesh. If we have a husband married to a woman and woman married to a man, or your mate, a male with a female, keep it clean. Do not go out into the world and pick up different diseases. Let's read on. Verse 24. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And I thank God for allowing me to finish reading to you the book of Jude. Now, I am going to come back, if it's God's will, the next time and read to you about Balaam. And after that lesson, I want to read to you about the rebellion of Korah. So that's the end of the lesson for today. I want to remind you all to purchase the book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald J. Eady, and my two books. You can purchase my books. They're e-books online at Amazon.com, The Broken Plant, that's a children's whodunit book. You type in under books, The Broken Plant by Sondra, S-O-N-D-R-A, Harris. And then, I want you to purchase the other book. They're both $4.99, The Passing. It's about two people accepting their own reality. And it's The Passing by Sondra Harris. And you spell Sondra, S-O-N-D-R-A, Harris. Now, let's have a closing word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, and keep Satan away from us. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember to take God along with you everywhere you go, and if it's God's will, I will be with you next time. Love one another.
Heart.